If you guys are looking for some performance-driven nutrition, hit up Axis Lab for some premium quality CBD. I know what you're thinking. I don't want any food coloring. No food coloring. I don't want it to be organic. I'm actually glad you brought that up. It is organic. They even give you options. They have cream. They have capsules, man. They have actual drinks, pina colada. And I want to say by far my favorite is the gummies. But don't take my word for it. Guys, go over there and check out Axis Lab. And once again, that's AxisLabCBD.com. Use our promo code GUY25 and they'll hook you up that one white guy, one black guy discount.
And we're fucking back. One white guy,
one black guy.
Season two.
Dude, this is crazy that we're back.
Yeah, dude, it's been a long time. Long fucking time.
The fact is that we sat down here for, what, 2 hours before we were like, dude, you want to record?
Yeah, and we still didn't even get it to work properly. Dude, well, no, okay. We just don't have the fucking piece to hook up the headphones right now.
Which is okay.
No, man, we got more priorities now.
Which is okay.
You know, we hit that old man life.
Yeah. So what's been going on? Why have we been gone for such a long time?
You want to go there already?
I mean, we might as well just get to the chase, get it out of the way.
Fucking dad life, bro.
Dad life. We both became dads within the past year.
Mr. Katie is looking at me like I'm saying like dad life, and he's like, "Well, I'm your kid.
I'm
right?
still your kid. Like you are.
Look at me, Dad. Yeah. Please look at." Like almost like a Puss in Boots when he does like the eyes. Yeah. That's what it literally looked like. I looked down, and he was just like,
"Please,
Mr. Kitty knows."
But yeah, no, we both became dads. That took precedence over everything.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, to be honest with you, it's difficult. I guess in the first, we're still in the early stages, so let me not talk too.
Dude,
much
whoever about tells you
it's easy, they're liar.
Yeah. It's fucking brutal sometimes. Yeah. No sleep, fucking someone just screaming in your face. Oh, you're like, I don't know what you want.
Yeah.
But nah, I fucking love it. It's great.
Yeah. Well, wait, so we didn't get caught up in the COVID baby spree that was going on though, right? I guess around that time, post-COVID baby life, that's kind of what happened. Everyone kind of got married and did have a baby, and we did do that. It's funny that did happen. But yeah, that's why we've been gone for quite a bit, man. But how are you recovering?
I'm fucking solid, dude. Well, yeah. I was telling you about, I got to talk about why I hate, not,
well, you can't just jump
fat people, yeah. But like the super fat fucking people.
See how
people.
I just jumped over to that? Go ahead.
Because, dude, I went and saw Guardians fucking 3. Great movie, by the way. Phenomenal job. Best one since the first one. Can't complain. But my time was fucking ruined because guy. I seen it, ready? So I'm walking. We had three seats and the two ends, obviously, there's like another group of people already sitting there. So we didn't have like extra spacing. So I got to judge like who I wanted to sit next to because my cousin's a dick and hopped right in the middle. And I'm like, you son of a
bitch. Wait, before I cut you off. But did you do like the online seating thing?
Yeah. Okay. We saw it AMC. So you get like the recliner chairs. Okay, this is where I'm talking about the armrests because, all right, so I'm walking and I look to my left and I'm like, there's this weird dude. I'm like, all right, he could be a shooter kind of guy. Like he just looked weird. And I was like, I'm not sitting next to this fucker. So I walk past and then my cousin jumps in the middle. I'm like, fuck, because I was going for the middle. And I'm like, great. And I walk past him. I'm like, because I can't turn around now because I had his cousin
You've
behind
gone
us.
Too far.
Yeah. And then I'd be like, no, like I'm sitting next to this fucking weirdo.
Yeah, you look like a dick.
Yeah. So I fucking keep going. I sit and dude, there is just the fattest bitch sitting there. And I already was pissed, and I don't give a fuck that she was fat. She was like fat, and like I know I'm fat, but I don't give a fuck kind of thing. Cause like
So
my armrest, there's a dividing. This is like a
you got
a
that from the way she was slurping on her drink.
Two thing armrest, dude, and it is pushed on almost a 55 degree angle into my fucking seat. Seen like area,
and she did
so. Instead of being straight, it was like this, and it moved because she's so fucking fat that she couldn't fit in her seat, and it budged the armrest into my way because they're normally fucking like solid pieces, like they're not supposed to fucking move. Okay, so
your biggest
right there already right off, there, the get, right off the off the get go, I'm just fucking pissed. I'm like this motherfucker. She just didn't even have the decency to be like, oh, I'm sorry, excuse me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like don't act like you know you didn't move that fucking thing. Like you all know. You wanted your fucking room because they're so fucking big.
So she brought the chair. Didn't say nothing.
Yeah, and luckily I had a nice little edible before I went in, or I would have fucking.
Yeah. You would have been,
I would have been fucking losing it.
So yeah, knowing you.
I'm like, just be nice. We're here to all have a nice time. Don't fucking stab her in the eye.
Don't
with
ruin it.
So I'm like, just relax, eat my fucking sour sketty that I love. And I'm like, all right. And then the fucking, for first it started with the trailers. Let me start there. So fucking Little Mermaid starts playing and she's like, oh my God. And like starts singing one of the songs and like
my God.
Nudging her friends like, like making all these dramatic sounds. I'm like, I don't know if it's because you're out of breath or you're just trying to piss me the fuck off.
Oh my God.
And it we fast forward. Okay. I'm like, all right. And the movie starts and everyone knows who watches watched any of the Guardians of the Galaxy. They always play a phenomenal soundtrack of like oldies. As soon as it starts, dude, this bitch starts singing out loud to like the first fucking song. And I'm just like, oh my God, it's going to be a long fucking movie. With this dude, she sang it the whole time. And then she starts dancing and like throws the fucking like arm circle thing into it. And like look at a friend starts to laugh. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to fucking kill her, dude. I'm like, it's already like cringeworthy where I'm just like, why are you? Why
you? You hate people. Number like you don't hate. Not that you hate people, but you are the.
I just want to watch a movie in peace.
Yeah,
dude.
You're peace and quiet,
this bitch. Like I don't need everything. Like I don't care if you lean over to your friend. And you're like, oh, dude, this is like. I think this is gonna happen. Yeah. Or like you're taught because you've seen comics or you've read into it. Whatever. But the fucking sing.
Yeah.
Wait, and then it gets worse.
Yeah.
And then like some emotional shit happens during the movie. And then she starts bawling her eyes out. And dude, it's so bad where she's like crying. She's like, oh, thank God. Like when everything works out. I'm like, I just wanted to like just mug her in the face and be like, shut the fuck up. I'm like trying to enjoy this. And you were just ruining every fucking good movement of the movie.
We don't.
For me. Oh, dude.
I don't want to sit here and say because I'm.
Why I hate fucking black people then, right now.
But.
Why eat my fucking bar?
Because I, you know, I grew up in my family. Like you don't enjoy a movie quietly. Mm-hmm. You get, damn, what's happening? Oh, damn, why that animal rip his leg off like that? I'm like, I don't know. I just, and then
dude, I would prefer that shit because then I would giggle at least and be like, this motherfucker is probably stoned.
Not with my uncle, man. He would get his kicked out.
Terrell is 1,000% the guy who's like from like Scary Movie.
Yeah.
You're like,
oh yeah.
Like brings out like a box of fucking like chicken wings and he's just like, all right, motherfuckers, like we're gonna watch it,
dude. Yo, you know my uncle Terrell.
What one?
He reminds me of what's the name off of Tropic Thunder, how he's just loud and Robert Downey Jr. plays him.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly how he is, and he's just naturally loud and just very.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what to call it in your face.
Oh, dude, that's a fucking.
But everyone loves Uncle Terrell though. But like that
dude, I love Uncle.
I would prefer like that's how it was.
I wish
up
he married me. Like he was my
you?
Yeah, well, me and Kier.
Oh, okay. You're a fish that sounds. But yeah, no, I know. I wish you would have done that.
Yeah, like he's fucking hilarious. Dude. I love him.
But back on track.
But I would never want to watch a movie with him.
Now that I think about it. Now you think about it. That's like, how it is with me.
I would be like Uncle Terrell. Shut the fuck up, please.
I don't like going to the movies, dude.
He'd be like throwing his food on you.
Oh yeah.
What? What'd you say,
nephew?
Nephew,
give me some of that popcorn. Like uncle, stop. But that's why I don't like going to the movie theater. So everything you're just saying right now, you would just defeat your I go to the movie theaters 2 months after the movie came out, most now, because I think because of COVID maybe, I don't care for that many people being around me. And just for the noise, I want to enjoy my movies in the peace and quiet like I did for the past year.
Well, me and my cousin have our routine. We go to every fucking Marvel movie together.
Yeah, you do. I know you do.
And we either go to fucking Mission Barbecue beforehand or we hit the fucking Bees.
Mission Barbecue.
And
wait, Applebee's?
Yeah,
the one that's
bees,
like right
bro.
There in Summerdale.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
the bees, bro.
That one's.
Get my sampler platter or something.
Oh man, you know, buffalo wings, man.
Fucking,
potato Jones.
Fucking pick at some shit and then go in.
Dude, man.
And then we watch pretty much all the fucking Disney Plus series together. Like we did, and then we watched like the Lord of the Rings shit together.
Yeah. What that? I hopefully
we even fucking.
I even watch it.
We even watched House of Dragons together. I think too.
Did you
come over on and watch it?
We watched, sorry about my keys are here. Lord of the Rings,
Yeah, you were part of
the... I was part of the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. You came in midway.
Yeah, midway. Well, I finished it out, though. We did finish it. But yeah,
Dude, that's the shit, man. Just order some food.
Order some food and go to the movies.
Smoke a little bit and then fucking eat and watch a good fucking TV show.
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like after hearing your opening story, I don't know if I want to go to the movies with you.
Hey, man.
It sounds like it's a hit or miss with you, man.
Hey, man. I'm a very reasonable person, I think.
I don't know.
That bitch had no... Like I said, man, she wasn't fat. She was like fat. And now the only reason I'm fucking pissed about it is because she had no decency in her to be even be like, let me try and move the armrest back, even though we both know it's not going to move back because I'm in the way. But at least to try, and then I'd be like, you know what? Not a problem. But then I would sort of got pissed if she was fucking overreacting on every fucking scene and like trying to be like, I don't know, like she was at home with her friends fucking singing out loud and dancing. Like, get the fuck out of here with that shit.
So I want to get this straight. It wasn't because she was fat. It's just because she didn't have the decency to correct her...
Fatness?
So yes. It is because she's fat.
Because fucking exactly what
oh
it is.
Oh my God.
It was the manners part.
All right, so we got that straight. It wasn't because of the manners.
But if she was like, it was more like, I know I'm fat, but like, you should like... I know I'm fat, and like you should just respect that kind
you
of
should,
thing.
You should
like,
respect it, no matter how much of inconveniences
me.
You.
Yeah. Like it's not my fault. I have a thyroid problem. Like no, motherfucker, you just eat McDonald's too much.
All right, so I see you broke the seat. I get how that could inconvenience your time now. But the whole giggling stuff—that's why. That's why I don't like going to movie theaters.
Dude, it wasn't giggling. It was fucking like every singing scene, out loud and fucking bawling your eyes out.
I know.
I wouldn't fucking care if you were giggling, because I laughed my ass off.
It's cool when they're like, oh, yeah, all right, what's the name?
Or like a good scene, everyone cheers.
But this bitch was
like trying to stand out.
I can't
like,
do it.
Like she was looking for attention.
Yeah, I'm not for it.
I'm like, shut the fuck
up. I think I have a little more patience than you. I would, because Marina and I, when we go to movie theaters, she can't stand it when kids are talking, running in front of her, doing nothing. Like, she doesn't care if you're fat, black, this, that, Jewish, Asian. She doesn't care.
Motherfucker brought the, like, 4-year-old or 3-year-old to one of the latest Marvel movies. That's, I think it was Doctor Strange. It was like, the fucking baby was crying for, like, 20 minutes. I'm like, get the fuck out of here, dude.
Never.
Who the fuck are you to bring your kid who's that young to a fucking Marvel movie when you know they're going to cry?
That's the age limit.
And you fucking expect like the crowd to be like, oh, it's okay. It's a baby. Like, get the fuck out of here, man. Yeah. I'm trying to watch a movie that I paid for.
Yeah, if your kid...
For the opening day.
I think, you know what they should do? They should have like... they can't do this because then they would be spying. But what if they had like voice... like governors at a seat. So if you start getting past a certain vocal limit threshold, they're like, yo, your thing's blinking red. You need to either be quiet or come in there and kick you out.
Mm.
Would it work? It wouldn't work.
No, that'd be like government watching.
It would be government watching.
Like,
I know.
Fuck you, man.
But there's got
to
be.
Who the fuck are you to tell me I can't
pay my money, man? I'm paying his hard earned money.
Reverse for me. I hate when people talk loud.
Do it, yeah.
But then I'd be like, well, one, who the fuck are you to tell me I can't be fucking loud?
Dude, see what the system's doing to us, man? Making us all. We need cameras. We need vocal.
Yeah, Kev, they're fucking getting to you.
Oh, my God, they're getting to me, man.
It's like the gunk alarm at fucking.
I'll have to double down on red next to this year.
On fucking. Planet Fitness shit where you drop a weight and they fucking
but
do
there's got to be something to where it's like, yo, you got to show some proof, man. How old's your kid, man? Can he shut up? Because most kids at this age, you just don't make it, man. That's why I don't go to movie theaters anymore.
Or have a designated fucking time for kids.
Dude, I ain't trying to, I'm not trying to get in trouble, but man. Fire sticks sounding pretty good right now, you know what I mean?
They should put one of those fucking glass boxes like they have in church where the kid starts getting loud, you walk into the glass box, someone else fucking can hear them, and they're just gonna fucking cry their head off. That's what they need.
Dude, they do need something like that.
I'm in the fucking bathroom.
I don't know, man. But it is good. I'll tell you right now. Sitting here talking. It is good to be back. What are you eating?
A chocolate bar to get that nasty metal taste out of my mouth. Fucking vape pen.
It's the battery, dude.
It's like the coil's fucking burning.
Yeah. I think the battery's just... it's done.
It's like I ate fucking metal.
Yeah. You see it cracked and like a little burnt? Yeah. That's not good.
Looks like you got that thing from like the fucking crappy one-stop shop. That's out of business. I'm just saying.
I did. I did. But I don't need you bringing that shit up.
I know.
Yeah. Nah, this is definitely a... definitely you can't take this apart. So I know.
No, I know.
Yeah,
I know that.
But you're right. You know what, Vinny? I don't know if you've gotten smarter. I don't think you're dumb at all. But there's always room for improvement, and you have improved on levels of.
I guess that's what being a dad does. Yeah,
dude. I'm telling you right now, dude.
It makes you grow from 18 mindset to maybe 22 now.
You're not lying, though, man.
Mentally, I'm 22. Physically, I'm going on 32.
I feel that, dude.
10 years behind.
Some of the hardships, you know what? I had to get rid of my selfish ways of like, because like, you know, you can just go on your phone whenever you want to, or just turn on your game whenever you want to. I forget sometimes that I have a kid, and he'll just come running around the corner. I'm like, God damn.
The only time I get to play is after everyone goes to fucking sleep.
Oh, yeah.
And even half the time, she roll around and wake up, and I have to fucking be like, God damn it, and get up and go. And I'm like in the middle of a match. So I just play Battle Royale Apex. So it's not like you can just pause it.
No,
and shit.
You can't. Yeah.
And I play rank mode too. So now I'm losing rank points.
Gotta hide. You can't hide the bush nowhere or anything like that now?
It's hard, man. Yeah. I mean, you can, but like half the time, like by the time I get back, the circle's already killed me or something.
That's why I started playing Fortnite again, man. Just because I don't care about it.
Fortnite is
Fortnite. They have rank now. Like,
I know. Everyone has rank now, but Apex rank is the best.
I don't know that for sure because I'll play Apex with you, but I don't love Apex just
See, like you made it seem when you're like, yeah, I've been playing Apex, like you were all into it. And then I was like, oh, let's fucking play. And you're like,
I play just to try to get better so that I can play with you. That's kind of sweet, no?
Oh, it's nice.
But I suck at it horribly, and then you're like, "Kevin, you suck."
Not bad.
not bad, but not great whatsoever.
I used to be fucking phenomenal at it. Now I don't know. Man, I'm just old, and kids are just getting really good.
Dude, I think that you know what it is. You're dad now. And you don't have time to play.
I'm losing
games.
My video game skills.
Yeah. Wait, you know, who knows? Maybe you'll get back on your grind soon. You know. You know, I'm in year one, so we'll see. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to get some of my my activities back, you know.
I mean, she sleeps solid through the fucking night, so lately I've been getting like I'm able to play from like 8 to like not even that long to like 9:30 before I get to bed. Yeah, cuz I get up at like 5:20 for work every day.
Yeah, 5:20, see.
I mean, like last night I played from 8 to like 11:30 because I was like I never got to fucking play.
Yeah.
Now the baby's like sound asleep. I'm fucking killing it. But it sucks is then you still it's like a work that you got to get up.
Yeah.
You're up by like fucking 7 at
every
latest.
Day.
On the weekends for me at least, and that's I mean it's still kind of sleeping in if I went to bed at 9, but I'm like it's the weekend, like my free time. I need to fuck play some Xbox and
yeah,
be alone kind of bullshit.
I don't know. I know what you mean. I mean I'm in bed by 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Like every night now. It used to be like whatever.
Dude, I'm in bed by like 8:30 sometimes, 9. I'm always at least going to sleep or asleep by 9:30. I try to shoot
by 9:30. Yeah, now I'm in bed by 10 o'clock because I know it just takes me a while.
What time you get up?
Get up at like I don't know 5:35, 45 maybe.
Yeah,
like you know, like sometimes I'll wake up and I'll be there sitting there for 5-10 minutes, like thawing myself out. But
trying to convince yourself you need this.
Yeah,
I need this job. All right, let's go.
I'm dreaming. My alarm clock didn't go off.
Oh, dude, it's the worst feeling. The worst is the alarm, and then you snooze it, and it's like you blink.
Dude, I hate that.
Now, you know what I hate the most?
I hate that.
I always wake up at least once to take a piss during the night, which I don't mind because I like to look. Sometimes it's nice if you wake up and you look at the clock, and it's like 2:30, and you're like, yes, that's all
I
3 hours or 2.5 hours left to sleep. But, dude, lately I'll be waking up, and it'll be like 4:50, and I'm like, fuck, I got like 20 minutes left. Pee real quick and jump back in bed.
I hate that.
It kills me. I don't know how some people are just like, oh, I'll just stay up. I mean, there's times either or two that, like, if I have to, like, the fucking baby will wake up at like 5 or 4:50 and shit, 4:30, and then it's like, by the time I get done feeding her, I gotta be up for work anyway.
Marina, she wakes up every day like at a certain time, and she doesn't mean to.
Mm.
And she was like, sometimes I'll just stay up. I'm like, so you stay up from like 4 a.m. until she's like, I didn't know what to do.
Oh, dude, I'm like, trying to go back to bed. Dude, even if it's a 20-minute window, I'm fucking
busting nut like a normal person and fall back to sleep or something.
Even if
like, you know?
I get everything done, I pour my coffee, and I fucking do the French press.
Oh, you do your own.
Yeah, like you have to let it sit for like 10 minutes.
Yeah,
like, dude,
yeah,
I'll
even
try to squeeze in a 10-minute nap while I'm waiting on the couch.
Really? Dude, you would.
Oh, dude. You like would. Every second. I love fucking sleeping.
Dude, you would, like, you're the type of person, like, you'd go in the bathroom, like, at work or something like that, and try to take a nap as you're peeing. Like, that's just someone that, you seem like someone that would do that.
Nah, peeing too much. Maybe if I took a shit.
Dude, you would, my point if is, you would try to be sneak a long nap. Shit,
I'd be like, yeah. All right, let me close my eyes.
You sneak a nap in anywhere.
Dude, there's times I'm on my lunch break, if I'm, like, hurting,
yeah,
I'll go fucking lay in my car.
Yeah, for a couple seconds,
close my eyes for 20 minutes.
Dude, that's, yeah, if you need it, you need it.
Fuck it.
Refreshing.
You know what I mean?
I can't do
Give
it.
Give me those 20 minutes, dude, and I'll finish the day strong instead of being like, fuck, I ain't
not to,
shit.
I respect that.
You know what I mean?
I respect that.
That's why I'm like, I wish we had those nap pods, man.
Go well, and like bang out of... Like in Japan or something like that?
I think Google has them, I think. A lot of people now. Yeah.
They're like little capsules, right? Yeah. Like little like Dragon Ball Z capsules.
You go dude. Go in. Give me like a half an hour.
Yeah.
Instead of... Or eat like a quick lunch while I work. Yeah. Give me a half an hour in there, dude. I would never, dude, I would never be like, fuck, I ain't doing shit today. Because I'd be like, oh, I just needed that fucking power nap, dude. Power naps are the most underrated fucking thing.
They are.
Like, the American business.
They are. You know why? Because we're like...
Not that I'm... Like, it's just like, dude, to have...
Not that you're not your little bitch.
Yeah, but like, once you eat and shit, and you're just like especially if you have a big lunch, if you go somewhere or something, you're just like, oh my God, I'm so full. Now I have to finish like another 4 hours to 3.5 hours left to work.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You know old me, right? Remember old me? I would just get like, yo, dude, here, eat this spring roll with me. Hey, dude, eat this pizza that I got from Domino's with me.
And dude, once I get the itis, man, that's why I never used to eat lunch.
Yeah.
Because I knew how much it would fucking kill me.
I'm not like that anymore. My eating, obviously, I don't eat like crazy big meals anymore, especially during the day. If I do eat a crazy big meal, it's at night where I'm going to get, you know,
we got this marketplace by us.
Where your job?
Yeah, and it has like a bunch of little places inside. Nice. Like, I got this little like, Chinese lady, and she does like salads, fresh fruit, and then she sells all a bunch of like Asian trail mix, the wasabi, like dried peas, dude. Yeah. Oh, dude, they burn so bad. I used to eat those to wake me up.
Mm-hmm.
Because they fucking be like, oh, fuck me, if you got like the right one. But she has like the best fucking mangoes I ever had in my life. And I hate like mangoes. The only time I ever liked mangoes when I was like in the Philippines, it was like pick it off the tree fresh.
Oh, yeah.
And it didn't taste like any mangoes I ever had at home. Her mangoes are like that, dude. They just taste like the best thing I've ever had. They're like always fucking like perfectly ripe. Sometimes I get like sour ones and I love the sour ones. Ugh. They do it right, man.
I
get like a cup, so they do like a fruit cup thing. It's always mangoes, pineapple, a kiwi, and then a bunch of the pomegranate fruit seeds.
Yeah, I know exactly.
And then my
I know what you're talking about.
My boy has what's it called? It's like a fruit a spice seasoning you get in like Puerto Rico thing,
like canepas,
tamina or tamaj. Starts with a T. It's like some kind of like bunch of like spices in a jar and you sprinkle on your fruit. And you sprinkle on your fruit. Oh,
they put that on it candies. Tastes
like, it's very citrusy lime.
Yeah, citrusy and lime.
It's solid, dude.
They put it on candies. They put it on watermelon, pineapple, mango. It's so good.
Oh, dude, so good. I sprinkle in there. But there's this other place. They have like this Mexican place that's really good. It's all owned by like I think the same family. They have the Mexican place, this like other like salad place with really good sandwiches and burgers, and then like a Peruvian like rotisserie chicken thing, and they make some bomb ass empanadas, dude. And then there's this like soul food place.
I'm gonna get that, dude.
And then this other Asian sushi place, and then this other Asian lady, she does some banging fucking duck soup, dude. But
I love me
some where we always go is this the place next to the Mexican place where they do like the salads and like nice burgers and sandwiches. They do this thing called the Chicken Baja. It's grilled chicken, cheddar cheese, bacon, lettuce, tomato, and onions. Or no, I don't think there's lettuce on. Yeah, whatever. But I add guac to it, and they do a Chipotle ranch on it. This is real nice.
Yeah.
But the key thing is you get a side of their Riviera Ranch, which just is ranch dressing with like fresh dill.
That sounds really good.
And you dip the Baja in the ranch, dude. It's the fucking best thing in the world.
You know what's crazy?
Me and my buddy, one of my buddies.
What is Baja? What is actual Baja?
I don't fucking know.
Like I only know Baja Blast from Taco Bell.
I know like a fish Baja.
Is that seasoning?
I don't know.
Like Baja Fresh.
A Baja. I don't know, man.
Dude, I gotta look that up.
But it's a solid fucking sandwich, dude.
Baja. That's what it's called.
Definitely has lettuce and tomato on it. I had the avocado. It's fucking great. Fucking dip in the ranch, dude. For my lunch. Oh, so nice.
What is Baja? We need to look that up, dude.
Stan, what's like, what does meaning of Baja? I feel like it mean it's like a fucking surfer word, like peace.
Well, hold on now. I'm looking at something that says noun. Baja F. Plural Bajas means casualties or losses. That's a person
the
that came up.
The death of a chicken.
What the heck? All right. What does Baja mean in Spanish? Low.
Hello?
It means drop. English translation is low, and this comes from, I don't know, this is word hippo. I don't know if that's any.
So the low sandwich?
Come down. The come down.
The come down.
Lows. Baja por enfermedad. Sorry, I'm not saying that right. But it says sick leave.
No.
Temporada Baja means low season.
I don't know.
Man, Baja's not sound too good. So when I go to Taco Bell and get Baja, like a Baja Blast, is that like, yo, man, this is going to give you like diabetes, high? I don't know. What does that mean?
I don't know.
That's crazy. I'm sorry. I know this is kind of random of me to ask that, but I never asked that question before. Anywho.
No, it also says, considered alone, Baja is a verbal noun meaning radiant, glory, splendor, light, brilliancy, beauty, excellence, goodness, shit like that.
Okay, my phone's just on a negative tear right now. All right, that makes sense. Because I'm just like, Baja Blast is refreshing, man.
Yeah, like... beautiful, brilliant. Like,
it is beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautifully green. And...
I was never a fan of the Baja.
You know what?
I'm not a fan of Taco Bell either. Yeah. Dude. Like, if I'm getting... One, there's so many nice little taco spots around here now.
Yeah, Taco Bell's the last place you're
going. Yeah. I mean, Chipotle's the shit. You ain't really going to fuck...
Not you love Chipotle, and you and Marina love Chipotle. You guys praise it. Like, it's like the...
For fast food. Like Mexican,
yeah.
It's fucking, and it's like fresh. And they usually, I don't know, I never tested the fucking food, but they say it's all like no antibiotic chickens they use, and they cook the fucking shit like right in front of you on the pan. It's like fresh ingredients.
I did see some old lady back reeling in chickens.
Yeah. It's nice. I fuck with it hard. I mean, call me a white bitch. I don't give a fuck.
Dude, yo, a basic bitch, you mean? But, yeah. Yo, Marina gets, she could eat it like 3 times a week. Like,
dude, I would crush it.
But you know what it is? She never eats it all.
I always get the bowl, man.
Yeah, she gets the bowl.
Oh,
she,
dude, I house it.
When she's done with the chips.
Kier won't finish hers, and it's like, nice, I got a little snack there. I'll fucking garble that shit up.
If the chips are go, that means she's no longer eating it.
Mm-hmm.
So she has to have, every chip has to have a bite of, like, bowl on it.
Oh, dude, and they give you a fucking shit ton of guac. Dude, that's the one sad thing about that Mexican place.
Joe's over there?
No. In that, like, marketplace I was just talking about where I get that sandwich from. You get guac, and it's like one of those melon scooper size thing.
What?
Yeah, like a small version
like a
of
a single serve guacamole.
Like a single serve of small ice cream. Like if it was a little, not like a big ice cream scooper, but like a smaller one.
A small, yeah. Super small.
Yeah, it's so upsetting. But they do sell these like Mexican street sodas in like the glass bottle.
Really? Yeah, I love those.
Dude, they had the lime and the... tamarind or
it's orange or no it's red
like brown brownie a light brown looking color dude a oh it's so one. Good tamarind
is that one like a root beer or like a not root beer
no it's sweet they're all sweet
what does it taste like though like a cream soda almost
no I don't like overly sweet that's why I like the lime this is like it's sweet but it's like tangy
okay the cola that they usually have the Mexican cola I don't like it doesn't taste like cola at all
probably not
yeah
but they probably use speaking of cola, so you always wonder why like a McDonald's Coca-Cola tastes so much better. Sometimes like their Cokes are always spot on.
Yeah.
And shit, it's because they have an agreement. McDonald's has an agreement with Coca-Cola and they send all their like syrups in stainless steel containers.
Oh.
Instead of the brown cardboard thing in a plastic bag, like restaurants or something like that. Yeah. So their syrup is like the top of the line syrup.
It's not embedded with the
plastic particles and shit like that. So supposedly that's why like a McDonald's Coke tastes so much better.
Yeah.
I don't know how true it is.
Yeah.
But or how accurate it is, but that's why they say it. But that's like a Coke out of a glass bottle. There's something about like a Coca-Cola in a glass bottle where you're just like,
dude, it tastes
the best fucking thing
so
ever.
Good.
Yeah.
Like I honestly don't know why. I mean, I know why. Like I know why, but like I just
Yeah, dude, you have that with a fucking, like, nice sandwich and some potato chips on the fucking beach.
Yeah.
You know what fucking I want? Fucking jizz-worthy.
You know what I want now? I want to go to Don Tequila's. They sell amazing Mexican food.
Mm-hmm.
But I always... I
where's that? Is that the... Where's that at?
You know when Blackwood comes in the road?
Mm-hmm.
Where, it, like, they had that shopping center where Save-A-Lot...
Yeah, so right it's there. That new place
KFC,
that opened up. Yeah.
KFC's right over there. Yeah.
And then, I forgot. Yeah, because me and Kira saw him. We're like, oh, that's a nice place. I'm dude, like, you don't want to eat in that fucking plaza.
It's been there for
trash.
A minute. Yeah, I thought so, too, because I yeah. live over there. But that plaza used to be trash, but that Don Tequila's, bro, that's authentic.
Yeah, but they said that about fucking, what's the place in Lindenwald?
I don't know who this day you're talking about. It's Kevin Venable telling you. This place is banging.
I think everyone around from there says this shit.
Try it out. Like, if you get a chance.
Well, what's the place in Lindenwald right by you? Mexican cool. place. They always had the blow Corona on front the in front of them. It's that really like famous one that was around here. Everyone went to.
I don't know
that.
I don't
think of the Mayo.
There used to be. Oh, I know your Plaza Azteca.
No, that's okay. In like Cross Keys.
I'm sorry.
This is right in Lindenwald, right by it.
Was it the one? I don't know because the only place that was there before.
I'll tell you now. I gotta.
Yeah, now you gotta look it up, dude. Now you're gonna.
But yeah, I went there and it was fucking. I thought it was trash.
Yeah.
Not trash, but I had better. Like
I've had better. Yeah, what you got, definitely tell me what it is.
La Esperanza.
La Esperanza? Oh. Yeah. Do you know what? I think I've been there maybe once, but I don't go there.
Yeah, I didn't think it was anything special.
Definitely don't go there.
There's two places I order from. This avocado. No, there's a place on Blackwell Clementson that opened up right across from Highland High School.
What's it called?
Oaky something or oak something.
Nah.
It just opened up like probably a few months ago. Dude,
yeah, it's so fresh.
They had the best authentic street tacos I've had in Jersey.
Really?
Yeah. They're Briere or whatever the fuck it's called, the one you dip in the au jus and shit.
Oh yeah. Dude, come to the Bro and Mart with me. Fucking, dude. I'll get you some authentic tacos.
Nah, dude, I'm telling you.
They're good.
Fucking amazing. They had well,
then you take me there then.
Alright, we can go.
Yeah, I'd love to.
They have their guac's pretty good, but they have another, like, their standard, like carne asada one.
Really?
It's like, yeah, the meat's, like, fat, juicy. Oof. Yeah, dude, and you just throw some onions and fucking fresh cilantro on that bitch, and they give you a nice, like, green sauce to dip, like, put on top of the tacos. Yeah. Oh, dude, it's so fucking good.
I have to get you the beef stew.
The Briere ones?
No, it's like a beef stew, the Mexican stew, mm-hmm. and you just put it over like some nice pigeon with rice with some pigeon peas. Mm. It's so good. Oh man,
I love a good white rice, man. Oh, yeah. I always do fucking mince up an onion, do some olive oil and puree garlic or minced garlic.
Oh yeah,
saute that motherfucker up, dude, and then make some jasmine rice.
Yeah, so
once it's like the water's just about, not just about, there's like a little bit of water left in there. You dump in this minced garlic and the sauteed onions into the rice.
Yeah.
Mix it up. Add some salt and pepper. Turn the heat off. Let it finish cooking, dude. It's like a beautiful garlicky onion rice. It's the best fucking thing. Yeah, because it's like a take on my... When I was in the Philippines, they would do garlic rice in the morning.
Yeah.
For breakfast. So it's like kind of like that.
That sounds so good.
Oh, dude. It's fucking one of my... I could eat it just as is. And then like the leftovers, you can fry up in the morning with an egg or two. Dude. That's fucking solid. It's fucking solid,
dude.
I make my little vinegar sauce. It's like rice wine vinegar.
Yeah,
a little soy sauce, some minced garlic.
Yeah,
and then if you have it, you do like a little fresh lime.
Really?
Whatever. Yeah, and then you like take your egg, get a little bit of the rice. You have like a protein, like pork roll stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever, and then you put it all on a spoon. You just do a little dip into that vinegar sauce and eat it. Oh, dude.
I think
fucking
actually
bomb.
I'm doing some ribs, dude. I'm doing ribs this weekend again.
The ribs last week.
You
ribs
actually
in a while.
I think you would be happy with the way I did my ribs this time.
I do a mean rib, dude. Yeah.
Listen to how
I do in the oven.
I do sometimes I do in the oven, but I got a smoker now, you know that.
Ah, dude, I'm not a big fan of smoked
dude,
meat.
I hear you. Hear me.
I like a little bit of smoky taste.
Well,
but when it's like really smoky, just the smell of it. Like the taste can be phenomenal, but just the smell of smoke, it just like when even when it's like on your clothes kind of thing, it just kills me. And I think like it drives like my sister's before you tell me how you made it, my sister's brother-in-law made like a beautiful prime rib in the smoker. And like it tasted fucking delicious. Yeah. But the smell of the smoke coming off of it, like, would make me turn my head, like, before.
Really?
Yeah. I hate the smell of smoke, dude.
Even like even that. With a nice hickory
I love the chips. Smell from a distance.
Yeah.
Or, like, why wood is burning. Yeah. I hate the smell of it, like, something saturated in smoke. Like, when your clothes get saturated from the bonfire and smoke.
I know what you
mean. Or your skin.
I know what you mean, yeah.
That smell. And that's what the meat smells like in it. Fucking
really? Dude.
That's why, like, in the oven, dude, I fucking...
So I do it a couple ways. I will put it in the oven for, like, 200 or even, like, yeah, like 200. Mm-hmm. I put it in there for, like, 2 hours if I wanted to. Even 4 hours if I want to put it at 180. It just takes a lot longer, like, 4 hours to cook. But smoker, it's almost, like, 6 hours all together. And I just do that dry rub, dude. Just a simple dry rub, garlic. What are you doing
your dry rub?
I will use paprika, salt, pepper, garlic. Sometimes I'll use Papa Joe's because it has some other stuff in there. But I usually usually my base, and then I'll go on with I'll use a Worcestershire sauce and water as my spray for it.
Mm.
But the base, sometimes I switch it up. I'll do Dijon mustard. I'll do regular mustard. I'll do barbecue sauce.
I make my homemade barbecue sauce.
Yeah,
when I do mine, and I'll baste it in the homemade barbecue sauce at the end, and then it gets like this beautiful.
Do you wrap it?
So that's how I do it. I do salt, pepper, onion powder, garlic powder, dry mustard powder, and then paprika for color of anything, and that's pretty much it. And then I'll fucking season it. Rub it down real nice.
Yeah.
Let it sit in the fridge for like a day.
Yeah.
Overnight, whatever. And then I'll wrap it in tinfoil. And I forget, I have it on my phone, but it's like, I'll just say 5.5 hours.
Yeah.
And then I'll take around the third, like every hour or so, I'll come in and actually baste it with the barbecue sauce. And the barbecue sauce, all it is I sweat down an onion as much as I can and cut it real thin. And then I just do, I believe it's just ketchup, a nice mustard, and then some white wine vinegar.
That's really it.
Yeah. And then, or no, sorry, apple cider vinegar. Yeah. I'll do, sorry.
I know it's vinegar, or you use a vinegar from
some
the ketchup.
Apple cider vinegar, and then I'll do some sugar, some salt, pepper, and I get it to where it has a nice, like, vinegar-y, tangy sauce.
Yep.
And then I'll baste that on there. And the onions, that, like, you'll still have little bits of chunks of onion. Oh, but it adds a little nice, like, it goes nice on the ribs.
Dude, that's really what barbecue sauce is. It's just ketchup and mustard combined together.
Yeah. And then I'll baste it, like, every hour or whatever. And then the final, like, hour and a half, I believe I bump it up to, I think I keep it at, I bump it up to broil last hour, I think it is. And then I take off the tinfoil, and then I build that, like, nice char skin
around it.
Nice skin, and then, like, it comes out so nice. You just grab a piece of the burnt skin, pull it, dude, and it just pulls all the meat.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Yeah, I do the same thing. I do 3 hours of just straight on the smoker.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll take it off, keep it at, like, 225, 250, and I'll put it in foil, wrap it, put honey down. A little bit of barbecue sauce.
I use cumin too.
Yeah, cumin. I was gonna ask if you use cumin. I forget. I have pre-made stuff, but if I'm making it from scratch,
here you go. So I lied. It was 3.5 hours at 275. I cook it for
275.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I think it's the last half an hour. I broil it.
Yeah.
Or no, that's a lie. I just think I unwrap it, and like the barbecue sauce is what like makes like a nice hard layer of skin.
Layer of skin. Yeah.
That's,
you get your smoke ring almost.
I haven't made them in a while. I'm gonna make some.
Yeah, no.
I got so much shit, baked mac and cheese.
Six hours total, man, for me. And they're not to the point where they are fall off the bone, but not that dry fall off the bone. It's like they're still on the bone. If you give a nice little clean bite, you could just basically suck the meat off of it. That's that sounds pretty gross, but
I love it's a good so succulent, man.
Oh yeah,
solid.
Dude, man, I can't wait to go home and just get everything ready. But I'm definitely going to start early. I'm going to start my day early, like 8 o'clock, start my smoking.
Mm.
Get the grill.
You're doing that all day tomorrow, right?
Huh?
Tomorrow, you said?
Yeah, I want 6 hours, man. I want to eat these ribs at like 2 o'clock, 2, 3 o'clock. So if I start at 8, I should.
Oh, dude, if I was you, I would get up at like 5, have it prepped, throw it in the fucking smoker. By the time you wake up at fucking, by the time 10, 11 rolls around, fucking take them out.
You eat my ribs at like what?
beat them at like 12. Let them cool down a little bit.
Good. But yeah, for how long you let your ribs cool down for?
I mean, as long as you want.
I let people, I only let them cool down for 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, right? Well, yeah, but then they'll be ready to eat by like 11, 11:30.
8 o'clock, I would say 2 o'clock, I'll be just right getting everything ready, vegetables and stuff, like corn on the cob, I'll be getting out.
Well, trying to hold off for like a big lunch or dinner.
No, I'm doing it for dinner. That's why I'm starting at
2 o'clock eating dinner?
Well, early dinner.
That's lunch, bro. That's a late lunch. 2 o'clock.
That's like an early dinner. Oh, you're right.
No.
You're right.
The earliest you eat dinner is like when you're a holiday, Thanksgiving or something, like 3:30.
Dude, we used to eat dinner at 3 o'clock on Sunday.
What?
Like, yeah, because we would get out of church around like 12.
Yeah.
And like our family, they were like, all right, dinner's at like, 1 o'clock. And
all right, you know, what am I eating at 8 before bed?
You're eating a tasty snack? Cake. You're eating a tasty cake now at 8 o'clock. You're eating dinner. You know what you're eating at 8 o'clock?
I need something bigger than a fucking tasty cake. No, well,
cake and ice cream. That's usually how it was on Sundays.
Cake and not.
We would have
Sundays.
We would have early dinner.
Our early dinner was, I think we ate, Sunday dinners were always started at 5.
Yeah.
Or 5:30, because my dad would get home around like 4 and start cooking, or 4:30 and start cooking.
Yeah.
Dinner's at like 5:30.
Bro, imagine going to church and sitting there all like for, I don't know, 3 hours.
Sunday dinners were always earlier.
They're early because you're hungry.
But early was like 4:30.
Praising God drains you, dude. It drains you on a Sunday, man.
Oh, I got to call that fucking church.
As you say that, I got to call the effing church.
my sister's kid's getting baptized. And okay. I'm like, let's just knock two birds out with one stone. We'll do Cam as well. And get her baptized. And then, like, I know they're going to make me take that stupid fucking class. Like, that's why no one wants to join a church anymore.
What class?
I don't know. You want to get your kid baptized and make, supposedly, you have to attend some kind of class or some shit.
Class?
Yeah, I don't fucking know. why you want to get your kid baptized. Because right? Like, so he doesn't get motherfucking possessed, dude. Like, let's go.
Is that why?
Yeah.
That's the only reason why. Get the heck out of here, dude.
Hey, I mean,
if that was one of the good reasons on why you went, that's a good reason.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You gotta be safe out there.
Hey, look, I don't want my kid getting possessed either.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I don't need no. She spits up as enough. I don't need her head spinning around and spitting up.
Spitting up black, any of that black tar or nothing like that.
Yeah, man.
Nah, forget that dude. Shit. I got my Bible, dude. I prayed over my house one time. We found this little like room, like a little Nazi mud room. I
remember out back that connects
ever
your
since
deck.
Then. Ever since then, I'm praying over my house. I think I spoke in tongues one day, dude. I was in there praying, man. I was like, man, there's something weird in here. Get out, get on out, get.
Oh, fuck that shit, dude.
It's crazy. Yo, Marina's felt it too. It's not the first time, and we both were
you
like,
you probably got a fucking ghost at your house, man. You gotta be careful, because Max is gonna fucking talk to him, dude.
I don't believe in ghosts. I do believe in spirits, and
a ghost and a spirit are the same fucking thing.
But I do believe people have different perceptions.
Say that until Max goes, oh, but my friend said this. Mm-hmm. And you're like, what fucking friend? Yeah. And he's gonna be like, the one in the corner, or the one that lives
in my closet. Y'all, and I don't mean y'all as in you white people. I mean y'all as in you and Marina, who happen to be white, will be like, it's a ghost. It's probably friendly. I'm like, look, I believe in angels and demons, baby.
I am not going saying there's no friendly fucking ghost out there. Fuck that shit.
No Casper shit around here,
bro. Nah, dude.
Okay. Because Marina thinks there's Casper little things driving around. They're friendly, trying to get to the
I'm sure there's other ones side. That are like... That don't really fuck with, like, if they do things, they're like, oh, yeah, that's nice. I'm just not that mean, but, like, I don't need any kind of fucking ghost fucking with me.
Find out, Vinny. I ain't trying to.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I'd be shooting the air with something.
You would have your gun.
Where the fuck are you? Show yourself, motherfucker.
I saw an orb.
Fuck that shit.
You would, though, man. Like, fuck yeah, man. I don't believe in that stuff. Like, but
I believe in there's some weird shit, man.
Demonic entities and whatnot.
That or.
For me.
Don't get me going down my simulation.
No, theory. I won't. Not this episode. We're just getting back into it. We're just trying to vent for a little bit. But yeah, no, definitely had some.
I got a good vent out. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I will say this, man. It was good getting back into the flow.
It was a great fucking first episode.
Talks, man. We need this more often so we don't go crazy on our wives and kids. Maybe just one now. I'm not having another one.
Dude. I wish I had a boy, I'd be one and done.
Dude, man, well, you know.
But now I had a girl, so now I gotta at least shoot for one more.
Yeah, you might have to, dude.
I'll tell you that, dude. If it's another girl, I'll probably be like, I'm done. Fuck this shit.
Yeah, dude. Podcast will definitely be the only one to be doing the one, too. This
fucking shit ain't cheap.
Dude, who you telling, dude?
Oh, I know, dude.
I did it first.
Trust me.
I did it first, man. I wish I didn't, but I did. Mm-hmm. Actually, I love my kid. I'm happy I did it. I just wouldn't.
We're talking about a second one.
We're talking about a second one. Yeah. We're not talking about the first one, but I don't. I'm not putting another one in there.
Not yet.
Yeah.
You're going to get snipped.
I will fall on a fence, a barbed wire fence, before I have
to get away.
Yep.
Wait, dude, I was watching this show. And it was like this lesbian couple wanted to have a kid and shit. And they're like, we're going to do it the getaway. She's like, my brother's going to break it. And they're like, what?
Ew.
And he's like, yeah, she'll lay on the bed and he'll jerk off. And right before he's about to come, he'll stick it in there.
That's so gross.
And that's the getaway of doing like an IVF or some bullshit. I was crying. I'm like, no fucking way,
call
dude.
That the getaway. That's like the incestual way.
Yeah, dude. She's like, and that's how we'll have a baby together.
Oh, my goodness.
Because then it'll be like still like my family and her. I'm like, you can't just jizz in a cup and you fucking like turkey baster that bitch up there or something.
I would hope there would be another way.
There's definitely another way.
There has to be any other way than the way you just explained to
me. She's probably like, I need you to impregnate my girlfriend. And he was probably like, yeah, but you gotta let me fuck her.
Yeah, I would be like, yeah.
She's probably like, fine, you can do it for like a second.
If my sister came to me and said that, I was like, nah, I said, my shit gotta be legit.
Yeah.
I gotta go all the way. I ain't doing no tip sit.
That's fucking. Yeah. So right on the ending, that's one white guy.
One black guy.